Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Both Luke and John state explicitly that our Lord was proclaimed a king by the crowds that were accompanying him into Jerusalem. However, the inhabitants of Jerusalem were shaken at the news that a king had arrived. Just as earlier, Jerusalem, together with Herod, was disturbed at the birth of this same king. All of us today can make a brief reflection on this Palm Sunday. And we can ask ourselves the following question. Are we too disturbed by our Lord's kingship? Are we disturbed by his authority? And do we go so far as to maybe reject it? The inhabitants of Jerusalem, perhaps they were more cold and calculating, less susceptible to the enthusiasm of the crowds. Perhaps they realized what authority means. A king possesses power to enforce his will on his subjects, to make laws and to enforce those laws. So if Jesus is a king, he can and will tell us what to do. He will exercise his will. He will give what he wants to give and take what he wants to take. This should give us peace, not disturb us, because he's a king of love, but let's examine ourselves. Because sometimes we declare our Lord to be king. It's easy to do, but in reality, perhaps what we really want him to be is a servant for us, just a really powerful servant, a really useful servant, an all-powerful servant, a servant with authority. But when he tries to be king, we're disturbed. On the one hand, we say to him, I give you everything, Lord, and I accept everything from you. But then we act surprised and disturbed when our Lord actually says, okay, I will take what you give, and I will give you what I want to give. We are disturbed when he takes and won't give back, when he gives and insists that we accept. And along the same line of examining ourselves, it's a question we should always be asking ourselves in the spiritual life, because all our troubles come from this conflict, not accepting God's will. Maybe saying it with our words, but in the end, in reality, not really accepting our Lord's will, resisting it. We can ask ourselves, do we want our Lord to be king, or do we want to be king? Do we want his will to be done or our will to be done? Do we want him to be our king or our servant? Because if we examine ourselves, perhaps we will discover that we just want a powerful servant to do our will when we tell him to get it done. You're all powerful. Why don't you do what I want? You're a king. Why don't you make things happen for me? Hey, I pray every day, thy will be done. Doesn't that make you happy? Why don't you do what I want? Why are you trying to rule my life? Happens all the time to us on different levels. And to answer that question, perhaps the two thieves are helpful. We can look at the two thieves on our Lord's right and left and see, when we compare ourselves, which one we correspond to more. There's the bad thief who says to our Lord, are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. He basically says to our Lord, why don't you do my will if you're all powerful? Why don't you do what makes sense to me? You come down from the cross, make us come down from the cross. If you are the Messiah, if you're all powerful, if you're a king, do what I tell you. Prove it. And he rejects our Lord precisely because he doesn't do his will. He doesn't want a king who enforces his own will. He wants a servant. Whereas the good thief says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. If this is how you want to reign, Lord, from the cross, I want to be a part of that kingdom. Thank you for your will being done, for allowing me to be crucified right next to you so I can make this prayer to you, Lord. We can compare ourselves and see which thief we're like more, and whether we want a king or a servant, and whether our Lord's kingship gives us peace or disturbs us. And last thought, of course, about our Blessed Lady. Our Lord has given her to us as a mother and as a queen. She has a special power as a mother and queen to make us want to do God's will, to know it and to love it. She repeats to us over and over again, do whatever he tells you. She reminds us of his will and bends our wills to his and takes away the fear of God's will from us. Especially if we pray the Holy Rosary every single day, we speak to Our Lady and she speaks back. With the grace that she gives us, she constantly reminds us, do whatever he tells you. Pray the Rosary every day, and you too, all of us, will experience the peace of Christ's kingdom, the peace that comes from submitting ourselves to his will, the peace that comes from submitting ourselves to his holy and loving authority. Praised be Jesus and Mary.